from Egypt. I have the details here. You can clarify them because I think you took some details too. She said she was married to a brother. She's a Rivet. Both of them were Rivets. The brother who did the actual nikah, he said that she's allowed to take a wali. So they took another Muslim brother as a wali. Just a general brother. They had two children. They also got divorced three times and had children. She says she's not secure on whether this marriage is valid, whether these children are legitimate children. I'm sure you've got some more information on this you can share.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabihi wa mustafa sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. I praise Allah and I seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is a truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can show him guidance. May the best peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Narrated Umran ibn Husayn, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in one hadith that is collected by Imam Ahmad, may Allah have mercy on him, لا نكاح إلا بولي وشاهد عدل. And لا نكاح means the negation and the nullification of the validity of marriage. Meaning there is no valid marriage without two conditions. The first is the approval and the consent of the wali, the guardian of the girl. And that applies to a girl who is virgin, I mean for the first time to get married, or sayyib, that happened to be married before, either widowed or divorced. Second, the second condition is shahiday adl, two male witnesses. If the nikah does not fulfill these conditions, if a woman marries herself without approval for wali, without consulting him, then the nikah would be considered batil. As it's also stated in the hadith that's narrated by the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha ardaha, she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا نكاح إلا بولي وشاهد عدل. And any nikah does not fulfill these conditions is batil, means invalid. Accordingly, the consequences of having an invalid marriage, that the court must separate between the couple, and the couple must stay away from each other right away once realizing and recognizing this marriage is incomplete and invalid. Yet, there will be other conditions, such as, what if there was a khalwa? They consummated the marriage, and he contacted her sexually, and there was a result, as a result of that, a child between them. Will that child consider be a child out of wedlock or within wedlock? Scholar said, since this marriage was a marriage but missing one of the conditions, so there is a shubha or a confusion, this child will be attributed or ascribed to the father, no problem with that. But the other consequences will not be dealt with as if it is an official and a valid marriage, such as inheritance. There is no inheritance between them. And if there is a dowry, we'll give her the least because that was not an official valid marriage. What if we separate them? In this condition, the woman, after consummating the marriage, must stay for the period of the iddah before being able to marry again, even with the same man. And the iddah, as we stated before, it is either three periods or three tahara after the periods, or for a woman who does not have the period, three months. The question is a little bit complicated because she said, well, we married without wali. The wali is only for the girl, for the wife. Then, after he divorced her three times, now they figured out that this marriage was invalid and nullified. So they decided to get married again with the consent of a wali. So they started over and they got married again, and accordingly they had children. Unfortunately, many Muslims who are living in the West, they pick and they choose madhahib according to their hawa. It is clearly understood that the opinion which I stated in the beginning is the opinion of the vast majority of the fuqaha. الإمام الشافعي وأحمد ومالك وسفيان الثوري وابن تيمية وابن القيم and many others. opposed to this opinion is the opinion of Imam Abu Hanifa, who said, no, a woman does not really have to have the agreement of a wali, and a woman can give herself in marriage without the consent of her wali if she is mature enough and she is a baligha. And this opinion, of course, according to the stated hadith and references and the Quranic verse, فَلَا تَعْضُلُهُنَّ أَن يَنْكِحْنَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ إِذَا تَرَاضَوْا بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَعْرُوفِ. This is an invalid opinion. So they adopt this opinion and said, but Imam Abu Hanifa said so. And if he divorces her for 3 times, which means irreversible divorce, طَلَاقٌ بَائِن, and he cannot remarry her again, unless if she gets married to somebody else, she lives with him, and they consummate the marriage, and even if there is a divorce or separation, not pre-planned, okay? And after the iddah is over, if they're interested in getting married once again, that's permissible, which is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. So instead of that, he says, well, I figured out that our marriage was invalid. When did he figure that out? When he divorced her thrice, and now you want to adopt the opinion of Al-Jumhur. Such person would deal with him according to the opposite of his intention. So the 3 divorces are irreversible, and you're not allowed to remarry to this woman once again unless if she gets married to somebody else, as I said, not pre-planned, regular ordinary marriage. And if there is separation in the future, and you guys are interested to return back to each other, a new marriage contract should be stated.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.